Previously on The Encounter.
I've wanted to be an elder my entire life, but now that I've gone into the mist...
But you went to find the truth.
I know, so why am I nervous?
Just tell her.
I'll tell her.
Oh, Myrn, who are you?
Name's Violet. I'm from Defiance, the other peak on the other side of the valley.
Is your hair...
Yes, my hair is blue, and yes, these are my real clothes.
Roy? Sam? Anne? I can't believe it. Where have you been? Theriak! Theriak, come quickly!
Camphor, what is it?
We're back. Safely.
So you trespassed into the mist?
Yes, but...
This is a major sin. You have disgraced me, our family, and your reputation. Now, because of your disrespect, you will appear before the council.
No summon, no hearing, not even breakfast. No wonder these guys look so pasty.
You will show nothing but the utmost respect for the magistrate and jury of elders today. If they address you, answer truthfully, understood?
Father, you're an elder. Why aren't you up there too?
I have personal involvement in this case.
Glad we're something personal to you.
Father, we won't cause any more harm than we already have. I promise.
I know you'll do what's necessary.
Poor Anne. Over there, Sam. Look. Her dad isn't even looking at her.
I wish she was sitting here with us. Why can't she?
Well, in a juvenile-reliant court of elders, anyone under 16 requires underage protocol.
I'm sure glad you know what's going on here.
I've always dreamed of being here. Just not like this. Sam, let me do the talking, okay?
Fine. But remember, this is for Granddad. When you mention the list, I'll be ready with it. All right, Roy?
All rise for the Honorable Magistrate Birch Thurston.
Join me.
Let us be solemn. Let us be sober. Let us be superior.
Be seated. We have assembled to address the prolonged and unexplained absence of Roybus Goodwin, Balsam Goodwin, and Annis Burge.
Bergen.
Annis Bergen. These three stand trial on account of imprudence toward themselves, neglect towards their duties, and disregard toward their superiors, all in deliberate defiance against the sacred book of guidance. We request nothing but the truth. Children, your case may yet be absolved if you cooperate.
Permission to plead, Honorable Magistrate.
Granted.
I plead not guilty for the public's good, though guilty for the unintended consequences.
Your defense, Goodwin.
Our friend here, Annis Bergen, cannot properly deal with her mother's death. She let her emotions get the better of her. Sam and I thought we'd protect her image and the dignity of Reliance. We took her to the edge of the mist to calm her down. And that's where we've been since. That's all, Your Honor. Just the edge.
Did you pass through the mist?
Your Honor,
Roy, come on. Get to the point.
It sounds strange, I know.
Are you even going to-
But ask the guard and he'll tell you-
Yes! Yes, we did pass through the mist. For this.
What is that?
I can't see.
What?
I have it right here.
Sam!
This is the reason for our absence. Listen. Cedar Adams. Juniper Collins. Moss Richards.
Sam, stop.
Bruce Weston. Holly Bergen. Hebe Sanders, Ramulus Goodwin, this list was in Grandad Ramulus's pocket. This is what he tried to reveal to me and Roy, but never got the chance to. He died before he could. He died just like everyone on this list, in this order.
Where did you get that?
We went down to the valley and got it from his body. And you should see the valley, the bodies. And there are more names here. Columns and columns of them. Look for yourself if you don't believe me. Look!
Young man, step back from my bench!
I'm not stepping back or down. Not anymore. You say you have the power to determine all things by the truth of the book. Well then, determine this little piece of coincidental foreknowledge and give us the truth. You tell me. Is this just some fortune-telling on Granddad's part? Or are there a bunch of liars in this room?
Sam, stop talking!
Balsam Goodwin, I will not tolerate these blasphemous notions, these lies. I open the floor to vote on immediate sentencing.
Let me go. Look at the paper.
All who vote in favor of the highest punishment and reformative measures for these juvenile sins, say aye.
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 Theriak?
Aye.
Father?
The vote has it.
Sam, why didn't you trust me?
Why didn't you speak up?
I had a plan. You don't think I wanted to shout it too? Or wanted?
Roy.
We might have had another chance too. Or at least I might have.
We, the jury, hereby sentence Roybus Goodwin and Balsam Goodwin to 5 years mining labor and imprisonment in the caverns of confinement. Anise Bergen shall be admitted to the Women's Cloister of Reform for the same duration. If they survive this time span, as their urns are most likely full from their atrocity, we will consider it divine mercy. Additionally, Roybus Goodwin shall be permanently removed from the line of elders from this point forward. Theriac, consider yourself lucky to have been spared. If no one has any further objection, the court is dismissed.
5 years? In a hole?
The High Priest, yes.
Sitting in confinement for a few years will hardly disinfect this malign generation. Will history teach us nothing?
Great High Priest, please. My granddad wasn't a blasphemer or a troublemaker or even crazy. He found the truth. This list is real. He got it from someone, someone here, someone who knows all about—
Let me see this list. Ah, Romulus certainly did obtain the truth.
You believe me? I knew it.
But how could I not? I created it. Magistrate, a match, please?
What are you doing?
Not all truth is for public consumption.
Stop! You're destroying it!
Romulus was a great elder in his youth, understanding the need for order and purity in the society, but he lost sight of the common good.
What?
Sam, do you know why we don't have crime everywhere? It's because the people fear punishment. Purification Day helps us keep the people from crime, but it takes some work. Our elders need to be watchful over the population to help keep track of who's good and who's bad.
Father?
Oh, yes. Theriac's my right hand. I trust him without hesitation. Current events notwithstanding.
You're a liar.
And your grandfather was a traitor. A senile old man, well past his best years.
Granddad did not deserve to die. He wasn't a traitor.
You speak as though you yourself have not committed treason. But this court, young man, has ruled against you, along with your brother, this girl, and a fourth one made the journey too, yes?
How did you?
Like I said, it takes some work. Step forth, Mr. Racer.
The old cripple?
Who eats 200 pounds of potatoes marinated in formaldehyde?
Treachery consumes all things to no end, these children being prime examples. It gives birth to lies as numerous as the stars. I declare a new punishment. These children shall be banished from Reliance and sent back to the Valley of the Mist. They have a day's time to gather their belongings.
No!
Sam, stop!
And yet, there may be one heart among the condemned not completely lost. Yes, there is one. Roybus, I offer a choice. Descend into the punishment with your inferiors, or stay here in Reliance under a lifetime oath of silence on this piece of history. And possibly replace your father as my future right hand? It is possible, if you only speak out.
Great High Priest.
Roy, don't.
I will humbly accept the oath and remain here.
Roy, what are you doing?
I see fine potential in you yet. To the two others that remain, Mr. Asa will meet you in the morning and escort you to your new dwelling place.
The High Priest has spoken. Balsam Goodwin and Anise Bergen, step forward as I mark you. Elders, bring me the coal. with this stain on your forehead. You yourselves will be distinguished as the black marks of your family lines.
I always knew you had one good son, Theriac.
Your speech shall be as void as the blackness of this coal. This smear will fade with time, and Reliance will remember you no more. Depart now in silence.
Father, please just listen. I want you to know that I'm sorry.
Depart now in silence! The proceedings of this court are to be held sacred and secret. You must all be as silent on this case as young Roibus shall forever be. This court is dismissed.
Episode 12, The Return Part 2, was written by Jordan Jarrett, featuring the voice talents of Jonathan Barber, Brian Bullebush, Amanda Ward, Jonathan Cafore, Mark Foreman, Chris Nelson, Caleb Towns, Olivia Barnes, and Heather Reed. Music by Prita Taiwacharamas. Visit The Encounter online at EncounterSeries.com. The Encounter is written, performed, and produced by the School of Visual and Performing Arts and the School of Communication and Digital Content at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.